Will all of the members of the Missouri Senate, staff, and our guests in the upper gallery please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gauck, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 27th chapter of Proverbs we hear, just as water reflects the face, so one's heart reflects another. Father, help us live graciously so that our heart reflects the love that we share with another and with you, our God. May we always be thankful for being of help to others so that the good we see in you may truly be seen in us. And Lord, we pray for former Senator Brown, who faces surgery this day. We pray for your guiding the hands of the surgeons and the care that he will need. Bring him healing and renewed strength, O Lord. And watch our going out and coming in this day, and may our travel to loved ones be safe and bring rejoicing in our arrival home. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before Madam Secretary calls the roll, could we wish Reverend Gauck a happy birthday today in appreciation to the service he does to the Senate. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtemeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, Senator from the 15th is here. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 8th day, Wednesday, January 20th, 2021.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the reading of the journal. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Kermit Miller from KRCG and Emily Molly from NextStar have been granted permission to take video in the chamber today.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The senator from the 15th has been on his feet well in advance of the Senate pro tem. Senator from the 15th. Thank you, Senator. Send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 409, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to the disclosure of personal information to the Missouri Ethics Commission.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 410, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to a tax credit for certain income earned in another state.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 411, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to landowner liability.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Lawrence County. Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 412, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to working animals.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 413, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to electrical corporations.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Cass County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 414, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to municipal elections.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Scott County.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you. Necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 415, introduced by Senator Rader, an act relating to orders of protection.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from the 24th appeared fast on her feet. Please send your two bills forward.
No information needed or present at this time. Thank you,
Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 416, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to leave from employment.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
This one's 416. Senate Bill Number 417, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to campaign finance.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Dallas County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 418, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to a tax credit for certain rolling stock.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from the 9th District of Jackson County.
Thank you. I have two bills. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 419, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to use of force by law enforcement officers.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 420, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to reporting requirements of law enforcement agencies.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole, are you up for a reason? Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 421, introduced by Senator Bernsgetter. An act relating to alternative instruction delivery systems for virtual instructional programs.
Senator from Cole, will you care to explain your piece of legislation? That's a negative. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. A list of those appointments have been distributed on the desk. I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Please send your list forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, the Senate shall vote on the entire report in one motion. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee report be adopted. The Senate do give its advice and consent to these appointments.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Franklin County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Franklin renews his motion that the gubernatorial appointments report be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the gubernatorial appointments report. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I ask you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business of the Senate will be announcements. The Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just for the benefit of the body, all of our formal business is done. The Senator from Franklin will be second reading a number of bills. You can listen to that if you'd like, but otherwise, everybody have a good weekend. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills. The senator from Franklin County. Senator from Franklin, the order of business is second reading of Senator Second. You have been recognized 17 times.
Sorry, Mr. President.
Could we have order in the chamber so we can finally hear the Senator from Franklin on second read and hear the Secretary bill referral?
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 85.
Senate Bill 85, an act relating to low-income housing tax credits.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 86.
Senate Bill 86, an act relating to the use of public funds in elections.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 87.
Senate Bill 87, an act relating to illegal gambling.
Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 88.
Senate Bill 88, an act relating to discovery in criminal cases.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence.
The Secretary and ladies who actually run the Senate are having a hard time hearing the Senator from Franklin. If you have conversations, we'd ask them to take them to the side gallery or keep the volume to a minimum. Thank you. Please proceed.
Senate Bill 89.
Senate Bill 89, an act relating to motor clubs.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 90.
Senate Bill 90, an act relating to funding agreements in the business of insurance.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 91.
Senate Bill 91, an act relating to certain offenders of sex crimes.
General laws, Senate Bill 92.
Senate Bill 92, an act relating to the assessment of certain public utility property.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment, Senate Bill 93.
Senate Bill 93, an act relating to health care.
Health and pensions, Senate Bill 94.
Senate Bill 94, an act relating to the employer-employee relationship.
Small business and industry, Senate Bill 95.
Senate Bill 95, an act relating to the virtual school program.
Education, Senate Bill 96.
Senate Bill 96, an act relating to biodiesel fuel.
Ag, food production, outdoor resources, Senate Bill 97.
Senate Bill 97, an act relating to sales taxes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 98.
Senate Bill 98, an act relating to gaming.
Appropriations, Senate Bill 99.
Senate Bill 99, an act relating to certain special taxing districts.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 100.
Senate Bill 100, an act relating to certain property tax liabilities.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 101.
Senate Bill 101, an act relating to abortion.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 102.
Senate Bill 102, an act relating to occupational diseases diagnosed in first responders.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 103.
Senate Bill 103, an act relating to MoHealthNet reimbursement for outpatient services.
Health and pensions, Senate Bill 104.
Senate Bill 104, an act relating to valuation of bids for state contracts.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety, Senate Bill 105.
Senate Bill 105, an act relating to property assessment contracts for energy efficiency.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 106.
Senate Bill 106, an act relating to financial institutions.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 107.
Senate Bill 107, an act relating to dogs.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 108.
Senate Bill 108, an act relating to broadband infrastructure improvement districts.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 109.
Senate Bill 109, an act relating to property tax assessments.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 110.
Senate Bill 110, an act relating to tax credit for rehabilitation or construction of certain residences.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 111.
Senate Bill 111, an act relating to employer hiring practices.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 112.
Senate Bill 112, an act relating to prescription drug costs.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 113.
Senate Bill 113, an act relating to absentee voting.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 114.
Senate Bill 114, an act relating to the reorganization and renaming of certain state agencies.
Government Accountability, Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 115.
Senate Bill 115, an act relating to automation adjustments paid by employers subject to unemployment compensation laws.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 116.
Senate Bill 116, an act relating to the dollar value modifier used in certain school districts.
Education, Senate Bill 117.
Senate Bill 117, an act relating to firearms.
General Laws, Senate Bill 118.
Senate Bill 118, an act relating to labor organizations.
General Laws, Senate Bill 119.
Senate Bill 119, an act relating to call spoofing.
General Laws, Senate Bill 120.
Senate Bill 120, an act relating to military affairs.
Seniors, families, veterans, and military affairs, Senate Bill 121.
Senate Bill 121, an act relating to MoHealthNet managed care.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 122.
Senate Bill 122, an act relating to the discharge of certain committed persons.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 123.
Senate Bill 123, an act relating to local sales taxes.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 124.
Senate Bill 124, an act relating to tobacco products.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, and Military Affairs, Senate Bill 125.
Senate Bill 125, an act relating to workforce development.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 126.
Senate Bill 126, an act relating to extended hours for the sale of intoxicating liquor.
General Laws, Senate Bill 127.
Senate Bill 127, an act relating to tax credit for production of wood energy products.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 128.
Senate Bill 128, an act relating to the inmate canteen fund.
Appropriations, Senate Bill 129.
Senate Bill 129, an act relating to the unlawful posting of certain information over the Internet.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 130.
Senate Bill 130, an act relating to detention on arrest without a warrant.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 131.
Senate Bill 131, an act relating to property tax assessments.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 132.
Senate Bill 132, an act relating to in-home child care facilities.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, and Military Affairs, Senate Bill 133.
Senate Bill 133, an act relating to accountability requirements for low-performing schools.
Education, Senate Bill 134.
Senate Bill 134, an act relating to recordings of certain school district meetings.
Education, Senate Bill 135.
Senate Bill 135, an act relating to prohibitions against discriminatory policing.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 136.
Senate Bill 136, an act relating to criminal background checks for persons having contact with students.
Education, Senate Bill 137.
Senate Bill 137, an act relating to the maintenance of voter registration records.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 138.
Senate Bill 138, an act relating to the supplemental nutrition.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, Military Affairs, Senate Bill 139.
Senate Bill 139, an act relating to the Workforce Diploma Program.
Education, Senate Bill 140.
Senate Bill 140, an act relating to a tax credit for the sale of ethanol fuel.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 141.
Senate Bill 141, an act relating to renewable natural gas.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 142.
Senate Bill 142, an act relating to compensation owed to employees.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 143.
Senate Bill 143, an act relating to employer hiring practices.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 144.
Senate Bill 144, an act relating to unlawful possession of firearms.
General Laws, Senate Bill 145.
Senate Bill 145, an act relating to discriminatory practices.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 146.
Senate Bill 146, an act relating to landlord-tenant actions.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 147.
Senate Bill 147, an act relating to tax increment financing.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 148.
Senate Bill 148, an act relating to the classification of workers.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 149.
Senate Bill 149, an act relating to the petition process for amending the law.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 150.
Senate Bill 150, an act relating to the General Municipal Election Day.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 151.
Senate Bill 151, an act relating to gifted children.
Education, Senate Bill 152.
Senate Bill 152, an act relating to the Missouri Education Program.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 153.
Senate Bill 153, an act relating to taxation.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 154.
Senate Bill 154, an act relating to elections.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 155.
Senate Bill 155, an act relating to tax credits for contributions to certain benevolent organizations.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 156.
Senate Bill 156, an act relating to motor vehicles emissions inspections.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 157.
Senate Bill 157, an act relating to income tax.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 158.
Senate Bill 158, an act relating to the period for filing a declaration of candidacy for certain offices.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 159.
Senate Bill 159, an act relating to working animals.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 160.
Senate Bill 160, an act relating to a public safety sales tax.
local government, and elections.
Senator from Newton.
President, with no further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, January 25th.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Newton County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, January 25th at 1600 a.m.